The Big Moon auf Flux FM und ihr schönes Stückchen Cupid. Aus London kommt die Band, die heute Abend in der Kantine am Berghain spielt. Und jetzt sind die Musikerinnen, die die Band ausmachen, bereits bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen ein bisschen über die wahnsinnig gute Debüt-LP Love in the Fourth Dimension, die sie mit im Gepäck haben und die heute nochmal präsentiert werden wird in der Kantine am Berghain. Die Platte wurde innerhalb von 12 Tagen live aufgenommen und wir finden raus, warum das gut für die Platte war. Wir sprechen außerdem über ihren Aufenthalt in den USA und die Auftritte beim South by Southwest. Wir sprechen über die Wichtigkeit ihrer Studioerfahrungen mit Marika Hackman, über Catherine Marks sprechen wir ein bisschen und noch vieles mehr. Zunächst sage ich aber hello and welcome the Big Moon.
Hey.
Hello, it's so good to
have
you. I
assume everything you just said was glowing.
Positive.
Yeah. I mean, I do have a positive opinion about your band.
Oh, thank God.
It didn't just sound like it was a positive thing.
You didn't just get us in here to ridicule us.
No, this is
a roast.
No, I wouldn't do that. I mean, I would do that,
yeah,
but not with you. I really love your music. It's a great LP. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
A Love in the Fourth Dimension. But before we talk about the record a little bit, I want to know how touring has been so far. You've been touring for a while now. You've already visited the US of A.
Yes.
This
yes.
year, so.
Yeah.
We went to America with the Japanese House.
Uh-huh, cool.
In the autumn. Last year, yeah. And then we did South by this year.
Yeah.
We've done our UK tour, and now we're in the middle of our Europe tour, and then we're going to go out to America again
yes.
in the summer with Marika, and
wow.
we're going to do our set, and then we're going to do her set. So it's going to be a double headline.
You seem
double
to be
big
like
moon.
Extravaganza.
Yeah.
Extravaganza, yeah. In the middle of all the festivals.
You seem to be like workaholics.
Oh,
yeah, let's do a part of the tour here, part of the tour there, and then we go to America with Marika Hackman, and then we'll play our show, and then we'll be her band again.
Yeah,
I mean, that's something.
Yeah.
You're going to be on stage for like 2.5-3 hours each night.
Yeah, I'm worried about the loo break situation.
That's the thing.
We'll
make time.
Yeah, we'll make time. She can do some of her...
Yeah.
Solo stuff.
Yeah.
We just said, Marika, I need a wee, and she can just play a cigarette.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah, and if you do want to present your band, right, you know, you can go for all. And now, listen to the bass player for a while, and all the others have their
yeah,
break.
But that's true, yeah. I mean, I've been pushing for ages for a really long breakdown bass solo, so maybe now's the time.
That's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, do it Cliff Burton style. It's going to be nice. And where are you coming from today, actually?
We were in Hamburg.
Oh, yeah. I've seen pictures. You seem to enjoy yourself in Hamburg as well.
Yeah, we Hamburgled.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Nice,
it's a really
nice.
Cool city. I'd never been before, but it's really nice. And we played in this old Nazi bunker.
Yeah, übel und gefährlich.
Yeah,
it's really amazing.
We went
on the roof as well.
And that's where you shot that picture with the beer bottles or something.
We realized as we were drinking that the sounds that they made played the do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Well, we had to get Soph to drink a bit more of hers. But we were just really, we were like, oh my God, yours! Yeah. Oh my God! And then we played it and got Fern to film whilst...
I filmed it.
Yeah. Nice job.
But you were actually like learning about the history of the building and the area. And we were like... Stop it! Film us!
Guys, children.
Well, congratulations again on your debut LP, Love in the Fourth Dimension. You've recorded the whole thing in 12 days. That's what I found astounding. But at the same time, it makes sense because you recorded the whole thing live.
Yeah.
And you've played those songs for years.
Yeah.
So you knew how to play them. And I think it's a really good idea to record, especially music like that, this way, because there's a certain energy on the record that is so hard actually to get onto a record. All the bands would be like, oh, we want you as a producer because we want you to capture our live energy for the record. And they're all trying and it never really happens. But on this record, it really, really sounded nice. Cool. And I really feel the energy that you guys have live.
Yeah, Catherine Marks did a really good job at capturing that and getting it out of us.
Yeah, I wanted to know how important her job was because the previous EPs, you've worked on them on your own, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Mm.
We went over to hers for dinner the other day and had a really long kind of boozy chat about making the album, like a proper debrief, which we hadn't had time to do before.
Sweet.
And yeah, we got very drunk and...
She drinks tequila out of a wine glass.
Just straight.
Straight tequila out of a wine glass.
Sips it.
Role models.
And there wasn't any food at this dinner party. Just two bottles of tequila.
So, and then some crisps.
And this, yeah. When she was like, oh, maybe we should eat something. But we got back into the, like, what we thought of each other when we first met each other. And she said that she was scared of Jules because Jules was just like, so, like, why would we even need a producer? Was like the first thing Jules said.
It's because at the time we were just happy with how we were doing it. We didn't really realize the importance of it.
It's a legitimate question.
I was just being quite cocky. I mean, that was,
But Catherine's
obviously like, aww.
Yeah, but the DCPs, they have a nice sound to them. So I think the question, to ask the question was not wrong, you know? Maybe it was wrong in front of her.
No, she took it very, apparently she just said, to be honest, you probably don't, but it's nice sometimes to have someone to bounce ideas off, which I think really underplays the amount that she did on that record. And from the first time, the first song we recorded with her was Cupid. And as soon as we kind of heard the fruits of that, like, day in the studio, we were like, yeah, you.
Like, I think it's a healthy combination when you have played the songs for years on your own and you've developed a certain idea to that song, and
then
you meet a producer, because then you're a strong artist, you know what your song needs and what it doesn't need, so they can come up with ideas and you can say no, it's wrong, we won't do that.
By after 2.5 years of touring those songs, you know exactly what you want it to sound like, and everybody knows exactly what they're going to play. And also I think we were really impatient to record them, so we were really eager to do it as well.
But also we do get quite precious over the songs, and you get, and even like our team as well, like our manager can't hear them in the same way as someone like Catherine coming in fresh, going like, okay, so let's pull this apart, what if you put another chorus in there, or what if you did it like this. So we spent like a couple of days playing the songs in every different order, cutting them down to 3.5 minutes, and then going, actually no, it's not a, this isn't a pop song, this is what it is. And so it was good to sort of work through all of those things as well.
Big advantage to someone who's just written a couple of songs and then meets up with the producer, and the producer goes like, yeah, let's do some samba.
Let's put some fucking horns on it.
No, I mean, really, if you're a young artist and you haven't tried those songs out in front of an audience, you probably go like, I did like the samba thing I saw on television the other day. Maybe the Brazilian thing.
Maybe it's
you mean
me.
That? Let's do it. Yeah, maybe that's me. Yeah. Maybe it fits.
Maybe I can bring samba back. New wave.
I love that. But I've read that you've recorded with Marika Hackman as well.
Yes.
And was that really before you recorded your own record?
And it was in less time as well. We did eight songs in 4 days in the studio.
But that, maybe that was a helpful experience as well, to be in a studio recording not just an EP on your own, but with a producer and with another artist, and going for a full length.
Yeah,
because after a few weeks, you come back with the Big Moon and you're like, we've done that already.
I think before that, recording an album seemed a little bit daunting. But then recording the album with Marika was just kind of like, oh, yeah, it's just studio and we all just play our parts and we record it and we have a nice time. It's actually all right.
I mean, there's a difference to recording your own sacred material then, I think, right?
But it makes you realize that it takes away that kind of like sacredness of it. You're just like, and then it allows you to be freer and get that kind of like live energy that you were talking about, I think, because you're less like, this has to be absolutely perfect, because it will be, because that's we're just trying to capture the way that we play it. So you just have to sort of like,
forget it's a recording about if you capture a moment as well, right?
And that moment is what it is.
Like,
I really like the fact that our album sounds like what we sounded like at the time that we were making it.
And that's a good thing to keep in mind, because otherwise you can go crazy. You can get lost in music. Lost in music. Now let's listen to Silent Movie Susie.
Your fave.
It's my fave. With that song, you really blew me away. When I was listening to that song for the first time, I was like, what the fuck is wrong with those girls? Because, no, really, I love the melody and I love the backing vocals, the high-pitched backing vocals. Everything in this song is gold. Let me tell you about
Thank you so much.
The Big Moon, Silent Movie Susie. Silent Silent Movie Susie, The Big Moon auf Flux FM. Heute Abend spielt die Band in der Kantine am Berghain. Vorher sind sie noch ein bisschen bei mir und wir quatschen auch noch ein bisschen über die Debütplatte und über die Pläne für die nähere Zukunft. Im Prinzip müsste man ja schon neues Material schreiben, obwohl die LP gerade erst erschienen ist. Now we've talked about the record a little bit and how you've worked with Catherine Marks, who had previously recorded with the Foes and Killers and the beautiful Howling Bells. I love the Howling Bells. They're one of my favorite bands. She's recorded with them as well. And she seems to be kind of a genius in the studio, kind of a genius to work with.
Yeah.
We've talked about Marika Hackman and the fact that you've recorded her LP as a backing band, and that you are going to tour with her in America as well,
Yes. In
Austin, Texas. And we've talked about the fact that you've road checked all these songs for 2 years, more or less, before you recorded them live. Do you remember some of the early stages of Silent Movie Susie, for example?
Oh,
was it always, because I really feel that song has many little elements in there where you can feel that you've played it for a long time, you know? These breaks,
Yeah.
Well, actually, most songs, Jules normally writes the whole thing.
Yeah.
But Susie, I remember the Susie, come back, Susie bit.
You were
sort of messing around with in practice.
Yeah, it's the only song that Jules hasn't brought to us, like, completely fully formed.
That was the bit you kind of added.
We worked, three things
okay,
together.
Okay, cool.
And made up more of our parts than...
Maybe. Nice. Yeah. So that works too with the Big Moon. Because, I mean, I don't think that it's a bad idea to have a singer-songwriter in the band who comes up with ideas or maybe
it's
complete
great.
Songs. And the band brings in the sound, more or less.
It's great.
I mean, as long as the person has
it's
the ability
good.
To
yeah,
write
exactly.
good songs.
Yeah, yeah. She just keeps churning out the bangers. I'm happy to keep playing them.
Sure. But it's a good thing to realize that co-working or co-composing, like in Silent Movie Susie, it does work as well. But I mean,
it's less like it. Anything like we don't come up with a lot of our lines. We definitely kind of like hash things out together from something that Jules has written. But anything that we do make up is very much in this world that Jules has created that we've learned over time. Like what works within
it's like a
it.
Coloring book.
It's more like I could now imagine the part that she might write for me.
Okay, cool.
You know, rather than something that I would.
I know.
Yeah.
But that's a really good thing. But I mean, what's going to happen in the near future? Because I mean, some of the songs on the record, they're probably like 5 years old, maybe. I think you started in 2000.
They're all like no more than 3 years
old.
Okay,
cool.
Because like when we started the band, I'd written like 5 or 6 songs.
Yes. I read about that, but they
and
they
some
don't...
of them are on the album.
Okay,
yeah.
So those are the oldies.
Yeah, like Pull the Other One.
Yeah,
and Sucker and the Road.
The Road is the first thing he sent me.
Oh wow!
Really?
Yeah.
It's interesting though.
I think it's like song 14.
All my songs
my song
come
seven.
Out.
My song,
my song
oh, no,
seven.
My song 14.
For some reason, like I can't work out how to save the title of the song on the demo. So everything is my song 7. It's very confusing. My song 7 by Jackson. It's like half of my iTunes.
It's nice though.
Yeah.
It's nice though. But are you currently already working on new stuff? Because I mean, it was Fassbender, you know, the German director.
Yeah.
He once said, as soon as the new movie's in the cinema, you have to be finished with the next one already.
Yeah, well, I have been thinking about it. I've already decided that we're going to skip the second album and go straight on to the third.
Nice idea.
Because people say the second album is difficult.
Yeah, so we're just going to skip that.
Fuck that. We're just not going to do it.
That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
But I really can think of a second album being a bit more complicated because you've had all the time in the world for the first one. And there's no you didn't have anybody in the back of your head as an audience or something.
Yeah.
Now you've played for a few years and you know where your fans are like.
It's okay, we're gonna get the Men in Black like memory eraser. We're gonna
this is a brand new song called Silent Movie Susie.
And then you write all the same ones again.
Yeah, you might actually. If I just deleted your memory for the last 3 years, just come out with the same thing.
Oh,
maybe
really
I would.
Sad.
Wow. I'm really excited to see what you start writing. When we have some time off.
If we ever have any time off.
That's another question because you seem to be touring endlessly. You tour now, you're going to come back to the UK and then you're going to the US. Yeah. So it's, and I mean, riding on the road, that's a whole different animal. You don't want to come back with on the road again.
Yeah.
Or the girls are back in town.
Yeah.
all great options.
All great, yeah.
Sorry.
I'd love to.
I just gave him the wrong ideas now.
Album 3 is going to be awesome.
Yeah, classic rock, people. Only classic rock by the Big Moon.
Riff after riff after riff.
Yeah, it's going to be all about like how we've changed.
Oh, yeah. And the road.
How we miss our friends.
Yeah. Totally.
Wild Bean Cafe.
Petrol station. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for visiting me, and I want to give away the tickets that we have right here for tonight's show.
Yeah.
People can phone in 030-2000-9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück, Berlin 2000-9000. Meine Kollegin Jasmin Krüger geht ans Telefon und schreibt euch auf eine Liste für die Kantine am Berghain und die großartige Band The Big Moon, die immer noch bei mir im Studio steht. Wir hören zum Abschluss ihr Stückchen Sucker und ihr haltet Ausschau auch auf dem Flux FM YouTube-Channel, denn wir werden jetzt hier noch was Lustiges aufnehmen mit The Big Moon aus London. Thank you for visiting.
Thanks so much.
I hope we'll meet again soon.
Yeah,
maybe you're going to come back for a tour something. In the fall or something.
Yeah.
I mean, you definitely don't want to stop touring, obviously.
No.
Just keep playing shows.
Yeah.
Thank you for visiting.
Thanks for having us.
Great fun at tonight's show, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
See you soon. Bye.